of Job has scared everyone away?
是不是那个约伯记把大家都吓跑了？
Or is it that I gave you homework last week?
或者是因为我上个星期给大家留作业都吓跑了？
I don't know where everyone went.
不知道大家都去了，人都去哪儿了？
Well, we will start anyway.
不管怎么样，我们现在就开始。
Let's begin with prayer.
让我们以祷告开始。
Dear God, thank you for your word.
主啊，我们为你的话语感谢你。
We ask that you will speak to us.
求你真的对我们说话。
And Lord, help us that we will be people who are able to encourage those who are hurting rather than to discourage them.
求你帮助我们对那些在受伤害、在难过的人，让我们对他们成为鼓励者，而不是让他们灰心丧气。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣的名。Amen.
All right, my first question from what I had asked you to read last week, what do the friends, how do the friends see God? What do they think God is like?
上个星期我留的家庭作业呢，那我现在就是要问大家，约伯的朋友是怎么来看待神的？
A God who deals justly. Very good.
就是神是凭公正公义行事。
And that means
那意味着
in our way of thinking
在我们的思维方式当中
if you do bad, what should happen to you?
如果你做得不好，那会有什么事情对你发生呢？
You should be punished.
你就会被惩罚。
If you do good, what should happen to you?
如果你行事公正，你都是行善事，那应该怎么样呢？
You should be blessed.
哦，你就会被蒙，你就会被蒙，就蒙福。
And their picture of God is a God who is very just.
所以他们的概念中的神是很公正的，很公义的。
And so when they see Job being punished,
所以他们看到约伯被惩罚。
At least that's what they think.
起码那是他们这样认为的。
What does that mean must have happened?
那他们认为到底发生了什么呢？他们的思想中。
He must have done wrong.
他们觉得约伯肯定做了什么错事。
So, they see God as very just. Good.
所以他们的概念中神是很公义的。
Anything else about how the friends see God?
再还有没有别的概念，就是他约伯的朋友是怎么，他们印象中的神是怎么样的，神的形象是如何的？啊？
Okay, all right.
他有，小华姐有很多答案。The first one.
Eliphaz, yes.
Yeah. 4:9. What? A fears, for fear of God.
Okay.
4:9, verse 4:9.
Okay. God is powerful. He is someone to be feared. 神是大有
能力的，需要被我们要被我们敬畏。
I don't have a whiteboard up here.
我这儿没有白板，不能写下来。
But on our whiteboard, if you can remember, we have God is just.
所以如果我们可以记住他们印象中神的形象，神是公义，神是可畏的。
He is powerful.
神是大有全能的。
I'm going to need you to help me remember this list when we get done. Okay,
三
角。 What else did you see, sister?
还有什么？就是我们印象中的，他们印象中的神是怎么样
的？ Let me have one more from you.
我们还有一个。 4:17.
Righteous and pure.
他说他四章十七节讲到说神是清。
Okay.
4:17. No, I don't think it's 四章十七 pure and 正直清洁。I don't think it's that verse.
Yes, yes. Can mortal man be right before God? Can a man be pure before his maker?
Oh,
okay.
Yeah, yes.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. So God is just.
所以神是公义的。
He is powerful.
神是全能的。
He is righteous.
神是
He is pure.
神是
，All right.
公正的，神是。
Let me move to someone else. Someone else.
还有没有别的答案？有没有别的
？The friends think.
他的朋友还怎么想呢
？I can see you did your homework very well. Thank you.
然后那个贾华姐真的是很认真的做了她的家庭作业。
Anything else?
还有没有别的
？Well, let's stop with those four then.
然后我们先就停在这四点上。
And let me ask you this.
我问大家。
Are the friends right that God is just?
他们说他的朋友认为神是公正的。
Yeah.
是的，神的确是公义的。
Are the friends right that God is powerful?
他们认为神是大有全能的，这个是不是这样呢？
Yes.
是的。
That he is righteous?
神是公义的。
Yes.
是的。
That he is pure?
神是洁净的。
Yes. All right. So, remember as we look at this.
所以当我们看这些的时候，让我们记住。
At least so far,What the friends say about God?
他们对神的这个印象，对神的评论
is right.
是正确的。
Now, I ask you, the second thing I ask you to think about as you read this is, what would you say to Job if you were sitting there?
我上个星期的作业就是说，如果你坐在现场，你会对约伯说什么呢？
What did you decide?
大家想明白没有？到底你会对约伯怎么说？
You won't say anything.
我就坐在那儿，就什么都不说。
So you're going to stay there the 7 days.
所以你会在那儿七天。
And then you're going home.
七天七夜，然后就回家。
All right, you're not going to say anything.
所以什么也不说。
Not a bad answer.
那个挺好的一个答案。He said, just accept everything from God's hand.
Just accept everything from
God's hand. 他就说什么都接受神的。
Okay.
接受神手里所给的。
And we're going to see that that's one of the things they tell him.
那是其实是约伯的朋友，他们告诉约伯的意见。
Okay.
Everything is up. 就是说放手吧，他说就是说 letting go， 他就说那你就放手吧，不管发生什么你就放手 letting go。
It will come to an end. It will be gone. Okay.
他说这个人生的苦难会不断的重复，会再来。所以就是还有没有
I should have asked you
我应该这么来问大家一个更深的问题更进一步的问题
Think about this this week
这个星期你想一想
If you were Job
如果你是约伯
What do you want them to say to you
你想要别人你的朋友怎么对你说呢
Words of comfort.
这位小弟兄说、
okay.
我希望听到这个安慰的话。
All right. You have given some good responses.
我们大家的反应都很好。
If I were doing a title today, my title would be How to be a terrible friend.
如果我今天有这个课的这个主体这个题目就是说如何成为一位可怕的朋友
Because Job's friends come and they talk to him
因为约伯的朋友过来跟约伯讲论
And the longer they talk the worse it gets
他们讲的时间越长约伯越糟糕感觉更坏
They insist God is just God is righteous God is pure
他们坚守说神是公义公正全能和洁净的
And that means
那就意味着他们在他们的印象
中意味着 Job is suffering, he must be guilty of something.
所以那对他们来讲就意味着说如果约伯这么受苦那约伯肯定是做了什么错事
Job is convinced.
但是约伯是确信
I'm innocent.
我是无辜的
And if I'm innocent and God is punishing me, something is wrong.
如果我无辜，但是神还是惩罚我，那肯定有什么事情不对劲儿。
Now I'm not going to look at Job's talk for a couple more weeks.
我们再往下两个星期都不会看到约伯的回复。
But at least on the surface, would you agree that what the friends say make more sense than what Job says?
岂不是起码从表面上看，好像约伯朋友所讲的比约伯讲的更有道理
？It's pretty simple.
因为很简单嘛
God is just
神是公
You're suffering
公正的
You must be guilty
神是公正的那你现在在受苦那肯定是什么事情你出了什么事
That makes sense
对不对很有道理
Job says
约伯说
I'm innocent
我无辜
I'm suffering
我在受苦
And then we're stuck
然后他们就好像就是僵在那儿了
Does that mean that God isn't just?
那这样的话是不是说神是不公正的呢
Does that mean that God doesn't understand, doesn't know that Job is innocent?
神是不了解不知道约伯是无辜的
The friends' speeches make much more sense than Job's speeches.
约伯朋友的谈论讲论比约伯的讲论更有道理好像
And I think I said to you a couple, 3 weeks ago,
然后我想几个星期以前我对你们说，
if I stood up here on a Sunday morning,
如果我星期天早晨讲道，
and I read the speeches of the friends,
如果我就是把约伯朋友的讲论读出来，
everyone in the church would nod their head.
大家都会点头，
good,
大家会说他说的
good,
挺有道理的。
If I read only the speeches of Job,
如果我只读约伯的回答，约伯的讲论，
when service was over, the elders would have a meeting.
那个讲到那个聚会一结束，可能这些长老就要跟我谈话了。
We can't let him get up there and talk anymore.
我们不能再让他上台讲道了。
Because he said some things about God that aren't nice to say.
因为那个他对神的讲论都是挺不好的，好像。
The friends make much more sense.
他的朋友的讲论好像更有道理。
But.
但是。
And here's the problem.
问题在于。
And this is how I would defend myself to the elders.
所以如果我被长老叫去讲话，那我会这样的辩。
I would say, but brothers, look at the end of Job.
但是说弟兄们，你们看看约伯的结局。
God says to Job, "You have spoken what is true."
神对约伯说，神对约伯说，你所讲论的是好的。
And the friends need to apologize.
他的朋友们需要道歉。
But it takes us a while to get there.
但是呢，要过一阵才能到那儿。
So today, let's look at what the friends say.
让我们今天来看看他的朋友是如何讲论的。
Let me start with Eliphaz.
让我们刚开始以那个以利法开始。
Here is the problem, it seems, for Eliphaz.
这个以利法的问题在于。
And if you are filling out the handout that you received
last week, 如果你在那个前做那个，
if you need a copy, if you weren't here last week and need a copy, raise your hand and Elder Yang has a copy.
如果你需要这个讲义的话，举手，杨长老会给你们。
If you're filling that out, the problem for Eliphaz is.
所以那个以利法的他的问题是。
He universalizes his experience.
他把他的那个经验呢，就是概念化，就是普遍化。
What is true for him and his experience has to be true for everybody.
他觉得说，因为他自己所经历的，是真实的，是那应该对每个人都是真实，都是对的，都是每个人都应该这样经历。
Eliphaz is the one who speaks first.
以利法是头第一位开口的。
He's probably the oldest.
他可能是三位朋友中年最年长的。
He's the one who has the most influence.
他可能是最有影响力的。
And did you find that first speech of his to be very good?
他刚开始那个讲论的时候其实挺好的。
He says good things. He fears God.
他就说到敬畏神，他说了一些很好的事情。
He knows God is powerful and just.
他知道神是公正全能的。
And so in his mind,
所以在以利法的想法中，
Job, you are just making a big fuss about nothing.
所以在他的想法中，约伯，你就是没事在那儿瞎闹腾。
Yes, you're going to suffer, Job.
是的，你今天可能会受苦。
But let it go, it'll pass.
你就放手吧，让这个事情过去。
Suffering is how God disciplines us.
那个受苦呢，苦难是神如何就是管教我们的一种方式。
So don't trouble God with your complaints.
所以不要去找神的麻烦，用你的那个抱怨去给神添麻烦。
Just repent.
就悔改。
And everything will be okay.
然后就没事了。
He takes his experience and applies it to Job.
所以他把他自己的经验应用到约伯的身上。
Let's look at chapter 4.
让我们再看第四章。
He starts by complimenting Job.
他刚开始呢是在称赞约伯。
You have instructed many, verse 3.
他说，第三节他说到，你素来教导许多的人。
You have strengthened the weak hands.
你又坚固软弱的手。
Job, you've done good things.
你做行了很多善事。
You've upheld the one who was stumbling.
你的言语曾扶住那将要跌倒的人。
You have made firm the weak knees.
你又使软弱的膝坚稳固。
Job, you are someone who has helped people. You've been good.
你过去，约伯，你是那个经常帮助人的人，你是一个很好的人。
Do me a favor and jump to Job chapter 22.
让我们现在呢，跳到约伯记第22章，看他现在怎么说约伯。
Listen to this.
听一听。
Job, verse 5.
第五节，22章第五节。
There is no end to your sins.
你的罪孽没有穷尽。
You have taken pledges from your brothers for nothing.
你无故强取弟兄的物为当头。
You have stolen clothing from the naked.
剥去贫寒人的衣服。
You've not given water to the thirsty.
困乏的人你没有给他水喝。
You've held back bread from the hungry.
饥饿的人你没有给他食物。
Verse 9, you have sent widows away empty.
你打发寡妇空手回去。
You have broken the arms of orphans.
折断孤儿的膀臂。
Would you believe that the person speaking in chapter 22
Is
the same person who was speaking in chapter 4?
你可以想象讲第二章二十二章跟第四章讲话的是同一个人吗
？Describing the same man.
他这两章都在讲同一个人。
Chapter 4.
在第四章的时候
，Job, you have been a good person.
他讲了说约伯，你是一个很好人。
You've taken care of the weak and the hungry and the poor.
你教导那些帮助那些软弱的人，你也去喂饱那些饥饿的人。
Chapter 22.
但是到第二十二章
Job,
他说约伯
you're a horrible person.
你是一个你太糟糕了。
You take food from people who are hungry.
你把那个饥饿的人，你把他的食物都拿走。
How is it possible that's the same person?
那怎么可能？他讲的是同一个人呢？
How to be a terrible friend?
所以你怎么样成为一位很糟糕的朋友呢？
Now, none of you have done this.
我们没人这样做过。
But look to your right.
但是看看你右边的。
And now look to your left.
然后再看看你左边的。
One of the people on either side of you has done this.
起码你旁边的什么人一个人曾经这样做
过。None of you.
但是不是我们其中的任何一个人。
But them.
但是是他们。
And that is this.
但是那个是什么呢?
We become so committed to winning our argument.
我们就是一定要赢得我们那场辩论，那场争论。
That we forget the person we are trying to win.
我们就忘掉了我们本来要去赢得那个人，但是我们只想赢得辩论。
Christians,
这场争论，作为基督徒，
we are really bad about this.
我们在这方面真的很糟糕。
We are trying to win an unbeliever.
我们想要去带一个不信主的人信主，想赢得一个灵魂。
We want them to see how much God loves them.
我们想要他们看到说神是多爱他们。
But their answers,
但是他们的那个这些不信主的人的答案呢，回答呢？
Make us mad.
让我们非常的生气。
And pretty soon, we're more interested in beating them down.
然后我们就在那边就对他们真是捶打。
And winning our argument.
然后就想要赢得我们这场争论。
Then we are.
然后
in winning their hearts.
我们是看重我们赢得这场争论胜过我们要赢得他们的灵魂。
Would you agree?
大家同意吗?
If you think I'm wrong,
如果你觉得我错了,
sign up for an account on Facebook.
你在脸书上呢, 创立一个账户。
Pick 100 Christian people.
然后你找那个跟一百个基督徒成为朋友。
Who write about sin and politics in our world.
然后他们就在讲论这个世界上的罪,然后讲到这个世界上的政治。
And by next Sunday, you'll come back and say, yes, you were right.
然后下个星期你就知道我是对的了。
I'll read things and I'll think, how do you think that could possibly help someone want to be hungry for God?
然后我就想说看到那些基督徒他们所写的,我说他们这样讲,怎么可以赢得这些让人对神饥渴呢?
Just a gentle reminder.
就是一个很温馨的一个
Yelling at people and telling them, you're a horrible sinner and you need to be punished is not likely to make them say, oh, God must love me very much.
如果你对一个人喊就是说你真的很糟糕你知道你是一个罪人神对你会惩罚你你这样子的态度不会让他们会觉得说哦，神多爱我
Eliphaz starts.
以利法刚开始的时候
By trying to encourage Job,
他刚开始其实是想要鼓励约伯的。
But he becomes angry.
但是他后来就
with Job's answers.
但是约伯的回答让他慢慢的越来越生气。
And soon he's manufacturing sins.
然后他就开始就捏造出来约伯的一些罪。
But he starts, "You've done good."
但是刚开始的时候，他一直在称赞约伯，说你做了很多
好事。Verse 5, "But now the suffering has come to you."
他现在说到第五节四章，说到但现在祸患临到你。
And you are impatient.
你就昏迷。
And then he gives him his advice.
然后他就现在开始给约伯建议了。
Is not your fear of God your confidence?
说你的倚靠不是在你敬畏神吗？
The integrity of your ways your hope.
你的盼望不是在你行事纯正吗？
Here's what he's saying.
他现在说的是什么呢？
And listen to this and see if this is good advice.
听一听这个是不是很好的建议。
Job, here's what you need to do.
约伯，这是你需要做的。
Trust in God.
信靠，依靠神。
And realize that if you're living a righteous life, God is going to do what is right.
如果你做一个公义的，你是过一个公义的生活，神知道怎么做正确的事。
How many of you would agree that's good advice?
大家同不同意？多少人会同意？那是一个很好的建议。
Sounds good, right?
对，听得很好。
But now remember, this is someone speaking who, at the end, God is going to say, "You were wrong."
但是你要记住，在以利法所说的，最后神说你的议论不是错的，不。
Do you see why Job is a difficult book?
你知道为什么约伯书是一个很难的讲的一本
书吗？The best verses come from the people who are wrong.
因为呢，这个我们所喜欢那个最好的经句呢，都是来自于那些错的人。
He says, "God is just."
他在说神是公正的。
Starting verse 7, remember.
第七节写
，Who was innocent? Who that was innocent ever perished?
请你追想无辜的人有谁灭亡。
I have seen, verse 8, those who plow iniquity, those who sow trouble reap the same.
按我所见，耕罪孽、种毒害的人都照样收割。
God punishes the guilty.
因为神会惩罚那些犯罪的人。
Again, is that true?
那是不是对的、真实的呢？
Absolutely. You go to the New Testament. Galatians.
你去看那个新约那个加拉太书讲到。
Galatians 6. What a man sows.
加拉太第六章。
He will reap.
里面讲到说人种的是什么，收的就是什么。
Eliphaz is.
以利法说。
Job, God is just.
约伯，神是公正的。
And then he tells him, here's how I know all of this.
然后他又告诉他以利法他是怎么有这种经验呢？
The source of truth for Eliphaz is revelation.
以利法他对那个真理的来源来自于那个启示。
Verse 12, a word was brought to me in the night.
他说我暗暗的得了默示。
A spirit passed by me.
他说有灵从我旁边前面经过。
And it revealed to me the truth.
然后就向我启示了真理。
And the truth is this.
这个真理就是。
Verse 17.
第十七节。
Can anyone mortal be pure in the eyes of God?
必死的人岂能比神公义吗？
Job, nobody.
约伯，没有任何人。
Is completely righteous.
没有人是完全的公义的。
No one is completely pure.
没有人是完全洁净的。
Chapter 5, verse 1, call and see if anyone answers.
他说第六五章第六节说你就是呼唤看有5, 6, chapter 5, 6.
Chapter 5, verse 1.
Oh, verse 1, yeah. 他说你切呼求有谁答应你。
Job.
约伯。
Don't say you're innocent.
别说你是无辜的。
Yes, you've done good things.
是你是做了很多好事。
But no one is completely innocent in God's eyes.
但是在没有人在神的眼里是完全公义、
Now、again,
完全洁净的。再次
，Is he right?
他说的对不对呢
？Yes.
是对的。
Does it do any good?
但是有任何带来有任何益处吗
？No.
没有。
This is hopeless to help someone who's hurting.
你去帮那个正在难过、那个受伤的人、很难过的人，对他来讲这是完全无望的。
Anyone in this room?
我们这房间的任何一个人。
Something terrible happens to you this afternoon.
比如说你今天下午碰到一些很可怕的事件。
And I come and see you.
然后我就过来看你。
And I say, okay, let's figure out if you've ever done something in your life that was wrong.
然后我就跟你说，让我们想一想，你到底生活中你做了什么错事。
Does that help?
那会帮你吗？帮助你吗
？No.
一点都不会。
Job needs.
约伯需要的是。
Someone who hears his heart.
就是有些人真的是安慰他的心灵。
But instead, he gets someone who says, "Look, I had a revelation from God."
但相反，他得到的是一个人说，我从神那里得到启示。
And he makes it apply to everybody.
然后他把这个启示应用在所有的人身上。
This week I was remembering because of the 911.
这个上个星期我在就是这个我在纪念911。
2001, we have that terrible day.
就是那个很可怕的日子。
I was teaching at the Bible College.
我在那个圣经学院正在教书。
And so, of course, the rest of the week, every day in chapel, there were people talking about what had happened.
然后在我们的那个就是那个敬拜的时候，就是有那个学生的那个崇拜时间，每个人都在有人在讲这件事911。
The day after this happened,
就是911之后的第二天，
someone stood up in chapel.
在那个聚会的时候呢，就有人站起来。
And this is what they said.
他们说的是这样说的，
America has sinned.
他说美国犯罪。
And the Bible says that God punishes nations that sin.
因为圣经上讲的很清楚，说神会惩罚那些犯罪的民族。
The attack on the Twin Towers was God's punishment because we have sinned and we need to repent.
就是在双子塔所发生的事情，是因为神对美国的惩�罚，我们需要悔改。
2 days later, we had another chapel.
然后又过了两天，我们又有这个聚会。
Another speaker got up.
另外有一个讲员。
And he said,
他说,
America is a Christian nation.
美国原来是一个基督教国家。
And Satan hates God's people.
但是呢，撒旦呢，他憎恶神的百姓， 恨神的百姓。
And so the attack on the Twin Towers was Satan's attack on righteous people.
所以呢，这个双子塔的这个事件呢，是撒旦在攻击神的百姓。
I leave chapel that day.
然后我那天就出去了。
One of my students comes to me.
然后我有个学生就来找我。He
said, "Did you hear the sermon on Wednesday?"
他说你听到那个星期三的那个讲道了吗？
Yeah.
我说我听了。Did
you hear the sermon today?
你有没有听到今天的讲道？
Yeah.
我也听了。Which
one was right?
那到底哪个讲的是对的呢？
And I said, "I don't know."
哦，我说我不知道。
I cannot explain everything that happens.
我没法解释所发生的一切事情。
And tell you,
然后告诉你说,
this is why God does what God does.
这是为什么神会这样做。
So I said, I think I'm pretty sure that both are wrong.
我就比较能确定的是两个讲的都不对。
I don't know which is right, but I'm pretty sure that both are wrong.
我不知道哪个是对的, 但是我知道两个都是错的。
In other words, if we want to help people,
如果我们想要真的去帮助人,
we need to be slow to say,
我们应该是慢慢的去讲论说,
here is my experience,
这是我自己本人的经验,
and so that must be true for everyone else.
所以这个经验可能对所有人都是正确的, 都是,
God works with us individually.
但是神是真的是按着我们个人个性化的来在我们身上做工。
He teaches us individually.
他也是按着我们每个人的不同来教导我们。And
we must have a humility.
我们得有这种谦卑。
To understand that.
要能够了解到这一点，认识到这一点。
One of my favorite examples of this is in the New Testament.
我最喜爱的一个例子就是在新约中。
A little book, the book of Philemon.
就是那个腓利门书。 Philemon.
Paul is writing a letter to Philemon.
保罗给那个腓利门写信。
And he uses one word that I love.
他用了一个词我非常的喜欢。
I'm not going to go through the story.
我不会讲那个腓利门的故事。
But Onesimus has run away and Paul, he is going back.
就是阿尼西姆他就是从主人家逃走了, 然后保罗把他送到他原来, 他是个奴隶, 送回去。
And Paul is writing a letter for him to take back to his to Philemon, his master.
然后那个保罗给阿尼西姆, 就是写了一封信, 让阿尼西姆带给他原来, 就是他的主人, 那个腓利门。
And Paul writes to plead for mercy on this runaway slave.
保罗是向那个, 是为了阿尼西姆, 向他的主人腓利门来求情。
And he says this.
然后他这样说的,
because Onesimus, as he has been away, has become a believer, has become a Christian.
现在那个因为那个阿尼西姆他跑出来以后呢，就逃离主人家之后，成为了基督徒。
Paul writes.
保罗说,
perhaps.
也许,
God let him run away.
神允许他就是这样子逃离,
so that he could come back to you.
所以他可以回去,
as a brother.
成为一个, 弟兄。
But I love the first word.
但是我很喜欢他的第一句话,
perhaps.
也许,
Paul says, maybe this is what God is doing.
也许这是神的这个, 这是神的意识, 神的计划, 也许,
most of us,
通常,
I wouldn't use the perhaps.
我们会用这个也许或者。
My letter would say, Philemon, let me tell you why God did this.
我要写信就会说，腓利门，让我告诉你神为什么会这样做。
It seems very obvious.
这看起来很明显吗？
He's sitting here so he could get saved.
他神把这个阿尼西姆带到罗马，所以他可以得救。他可以成为基督徒。
But Paul writes from a spirit of humility.
但是保罗是他的本身是一个谦卑的灵里出来的，谦卑的精神。
I think I know what God is doing here.
他说，我觉得我或者我了解神是做事的原因，这个缘由。
But let me say,
或者，他说，但是让我还是说或者。
If we don't want to be a terrible friend,
如果我们不想成为一个很糟糕的朋友，
let's have the humility.
让我们就是本身有这种谦卑的态度。
To say,
让我们说，
perhaps God is doing this.
或者神是这样做的，这是神这样
做的。Eliphaz can't do that.
但是以法却不能这样做。
God, I mean Job.
他说约伯。
God is pure, he is righteous, he is just.
神是洁净的，神是公义的，他是公正的。
Since you are suffering, it is obvious you have done something wrong.
你看你现在在受苦吗？肯定是你做了什么错事。
But then Eliphaz gives Job good news.
但是呢，以利法就接着给约伯好消息了。
Chapter 5,
第五章
verse 8,
第八节。
As for me,
至于我
Job, if I were the one sitting there covered with sores, scraping them with broken pottery.
我是你，如果我是坐在灰中用那个破耍碎片刮身上疮的那个人。
Let me just say right here.
让我现在就先停下来讲。
If you want to be a good friend to those who are hurting.
如果你想成为那些正在难过正在受伤害的人的好朋友。
Never, 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 ever say.
永远永远不要这样说。
If I were in your shoes.
如果我在你的这个位置上，如果我在你的处境当中。
You're not in their shoes.
你没有在他们的处境当中。
And they may take their shoe off and say, here, you can wear it if you would like.
然后就是说这个如人就是说你不穿那个鞋子，你不知道那个鞋的那个松紧。那这个人可能就是你的朋友可能说，那我把我的鞋给你，你穿穿你试试知道是什么滋味。
Or they might hit you with that shoe. I don't know.
或者他们把鞋拿下来砸你，砸在你头上。
Eliphaz says, "If I were in your shoes, Job."
然后以利法说，如果我是在你的境况当中
，This is what I would do.
我会怎么做呢
？I would seek God.
我必仰望神。
I would commit my cause to God.
把我的事情托付他。
The God who does great things and unsearchable.
他行大事不可测度。
Now again,
再一次
is Eliphaz right that we should trust God?
以利法说我们要仰望神，对不对呢？
Yeah.
是的。
Is he right that God does great and wonderful things?
他说神行大事不可测度，是不是这样呢？
Yes.
他说的也很对。
But,
但是
has Job already trusted God?
神约伯是不是过去就已经就是仰望神了呢？
Yes, chapters 1 and 2, we saw it.
我们看到第一章、第二章讲到这里。
Does Job already know that God does great and wonderful things?
约伯是不是已经知道神行奇事不可胜数，行大事不可测度呢？
Absolutely.
肯定的。
He knows all of this.
约伯知道这一切。
The problem is,
问题在于
it doesn't help.
他以利法讲的这些对他没有帮助。
Eliphaz goes on.
然后以利法继续的讲。
Verse 17.
第十七节说。
Job.
约伯呀。
Blessed is the one who God approves.
神所惩治的人是有福的。
That word blessed.
那个里边说有福那个字。那个字。
Go over to Psalm chapter 1.
让我们去那个诗篇第一篇上面讲到。
It's the same word.Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, and sits in the seat of the scornful.
说诗篇第一篇讲，不从恶人的计谋，不占罪人的道路，不坐亵慢人的座位，这人变为有福。他是那个有福是同一个词。
Job,
约伯
blessed are you.
你多有福啊
！Because God is reproving you.
因为神在管教你，惩治你。
It's the same idea, the same word that's used in the New Testament. When Jesus says, blessed are the merciful, Blessed are the pure in heart.
这个也是这个有福这个词呢，也是约耶稣在新约里面所讲到的虚心的人有福了，同一个词。
And then Job, Eliphaz gives Job this beautiful picture of this blessing.
然后那个以利法就给约伯描述了一幅那个美丽的这个蒙福的这个有福的图片。
Verse 19, he will deliver you from trouble.
第十九节讲到说, 灾害无法伤害你。
Verse 20, he will protect you in famine.
就是说在饥荒中他也会保守你。
He'll defend you from in war.
在征战中他必救你脱离刀剑的权利。
Job,
约伯,
you won't have to fear destruction.
你不用害怕这个灾害。
Go down to verse 26.
让我们看第26节。
You will come to your grave in ripe old age.
你必瘦高年迈才归坟墓。
Verse 27.
第27节。
Job, we've searched all of this.
我们这里道理我们已经考察了。
Hear and know that what I am saying is for your own good.
你需要听，要知道是与自己有益。
Eliphaz has made a wonderful speech.
以利法给了一篇很好的讲论，一个演讲。
God is just.
神是公正的。
God is righteous.
神是公义的。
God takes care of those who turn to Him.
神真的是会照看那些向他呼求转向他的人。
It's all wonderful.
都很棒很好。
There really is only one problem.
但是唯一的问题就是。
It does not apply to Job.
他所讲的这些没法应用在约伯的情况当中。
Job already knows God is right and pure.
约伯已经知道神是公义的。
Job has already trusted God.
约伯已经在信靠神。
He's done all of these good things.
他已经做了这一切的事情。
You see, here is one of the things that causes us to be a terrible friend.
这个让你成为一个很糟糕的朋友，就是这件事情。
When we try to universalize our experience to apply to everyone.
当我们想要把我们的这个经验真的是普及到概括化推广到所有的人身上的时候。
John chapter 9, Jesus and his disciples are walking down the road.
在约翰福音第十九章，耶稣跟他的南听。
John 9.
约翰福音第九章。
They pass a man who was born blind.
他们过去的时候，有一个人呢，旁边有个人是生来瞎眼的。
And the friend, or the disciples ask a question.
门徒就马上问耶稣说，
Jesus, who sinned?
拉比，这到底是谁犯罪了呢？
This man?
是这个人呢？
Or his parents?
还是他的父母呢？
Why was he born blind?
为什么他生来是瞎眼的呢？
I love the logic.
我很喜欢他们的逻辑。
Maybe he sinned when he was 11, and so 11 years before God went ahead and punished him.
也许他是11岁的时候犯罪，但是他11岁之前神就不惩治他。
Or maybe his parents sinned, and so God punished him.
或者是他的父母犯罪了，所以神就惩罚他，他们的孩子。
But you see, their logic is this.
他们的那个逻辑就是，
being born blind is a punishment.
生来瞎眼就是一个惩罚。
And God is just.
神是公正的。
So someone had to sin.
肯定是有什么谁犯罪了。
And God's answer is this.
但是神的答案，耶稣的回答是这样。 耶稣的回答， yeah, Jesus is God.
Yeah, yeah, but Jesus' answer is this. Neither.
也不是这人犯了罪，也不是他的父母犯了罪。
But to show the glory of God.
要显明神的荣耀。
It's a wonderful answer and it's a frightening answer.
这是一个很好的答案，但是也是一个令人害怕的答案。
I love the answer because it says,
因为我喜欢这个回答，因为他说是,
our little minds,
我们小小的头脑,
are not big enough,
没有说没办法,
to understand God's ways,
没有办法去了解神的道路。
And so,
所以呢,
don't try to figure it all out.
所以不要说能把所有的事情都能想通。
God's glory,
神的荣耀，神的作为，
is bigger than my little mind.
神的荣耀，神的作为远远超过我们能所能想象的。
But I have to tell you that the answer is not nearly as comforting an answer.
但是他这个答案呢，回答，
as we first think.
也不是说让你想象的那样，让你挺安心的。
And listen to what I'm going to say.
听一听我要下边要讲的。
It makes me uncomfortable. It should make you uncomfortable.
让我很不舒服，可能也会，也应该让你很不舒服。
But I think we need to hear it.
但是我们需要听到。
Neither sinned.
耶稣说没有谁犯罪。
But that this will show the glory of God.
但是这个是要在他身上显出神的荣耀来。
And then Jesus heals him.
然后耶稣呢就医治了这个瞎眼的。
And God receives glory for the healing.
然后神因为这个医治呢，神得到了荣耀。
And when I read that first, I think, oh, isn't this wonderful?
然后刚开始读的时候，我说，哎呀，太
棒了。Look at this miracle.
看一下这个神迹。
And then I think, wait a minute.
然后我等一下。
That man.
那个人。
Grew up as a little child.
他从小长大。
With all of the pain and difficulties of being blind.
因为是看不见嘛，是盲人，所以他有要碰到很多的困难，也会碰到很也有很多痛苦。
He's now an adult.
他现在已经是成人了。
Perhaps he has lived 20, 30 years blind.
也许他过去二十年、三十年都是瞎眼的。
So that Jesus can come down the road.
所以呢，他这样过二三十年的瞎眼生活，就是耶稣有一天可以从路上经过。
And heal him.
然后就医治他。
And I read that, and it makes me very, very uncomfortable.
这个让我非常非常的不安。
That God is willing.
然后神就情愿。
To allow him this suffering.
就情愿让他受这么长时间的苦。
In order to show this miracle.
然后就是为了要展示这个神迹。
Does that bother anyone else in the room?
这个会让不会让我们任何人都觉得不安呢，不舒服呢？
It bothers me too.
这个也很扰乱我。
Here is the very painful lesson that I have to learn.
这是我们要学习的一个很痛苦的一个功课。
God's glory.
神的荣耀。
God's purposes.
神的目的，神的宗旨。
Are more important to him.
对他来讲，这些更重要。
Than my comfort.
对于神来讲，神的荣耀和他的宗旨，他的目的比我们的舒适更重要。
God's purposes are more important than my comfort.
神的他的心意，他的旨意比我们的舒适、安稳更重要。
And I don't like that very much.
我一点都不喜欢这个想法。
Because I really like.
我真正喜欢的是
my comfort.
我喜欢我自己的舒适啊。
Right?
对不对？
I really want things to go well.
我真的希望每件事情都顺利啊。
The young people this morning sang a song in their worship.
今天早上那个青少年他们敬拜的时候，他们唱了一首歌。
And it said,
他说
God, let it rain on me.
他说神啊，求你让雨降到我身上。
Let trouble come.
求你让这个麻烦那个降到我身上。
I trust you.
我信靠你。
I didn't sing it.
我可没跟他们一起唱。
Because I don't want God to say, okay.
我不想说哦，好的。
You ask, I will.
哦，你既然求你说要有麻烦吗？那好啊，我给你麻烦。
And you know what?
你知道什么吗
？I ask them.
我就问他们了。
How many of you sang and they raised their hand?
我说多少人你们唱这首歌？他们都举手，好多人举手。
I said, okay. So how many of you are okay if this afternoon God allows terrible trouble to come into your life?
那你们多少人？今天下午神允许这个很糟糕的事情发生在你们身上，然后你们都没事儿呢，都觉得挺。
And I said, y'all are in church and you just lied.
然后他们就都把手放下了。我说你们刚才都撒谎了。
You told God it was okay to rain on you and you didn't mean it.
然后你们刚才说神呐，你就降暴风雨在我身上，我没关系。
You lied in church. I think that's bad.
你们在教会里就撒谎，我觉得这可不好。
But do you understand?
你们了解吗
？I like.My comfort.
我喜欢我自己的舒适。
And a difficult, difficult lesson for me from Job is this.
从我从约伯记学到了一个很难很难的功课，就是
God sees much bigger than my comfort.
神看到的整个那个图面画面远远超过我自己我本身的舒适。
And he is willing to allow me to be uncomfortable.
他愿意甚至情愿看着允许我不舒服
to achieve the purpose that he has that is bigger
然后去 这样子让他的那个更宏大的更伟大的这个目标他的旨意成全。那个这个那个丽春姐妹就说她这个I just explain quickly， 她就说她这个盲人的这个瞎眼的人的故事让她一直就是想不通，因为她说这个人呢要二三十年都看不见，那对她是这样的生活那好像是很不公平，神允许这样的事情发生就为了显示神的荣耀，就让这个人这么受苦二三十年，多不好像挺不公平的。
I don't have a good answer。
那个麦牧师说他没有一个好的答案。
If I did, I would know as much as God knows.
如果我要知道这个答案，我就跟神知道的一样多了。
The one thing I think I can say is this.
我能讲的，我想，或者我能说的就是。
And I'm jumping now to the end of Job.
我已经跳到约伯记的最后结尾那里。
At the end of Job.
在约伯记的结尾。
God is not going to tell Job why he suffered.
神也没有向约伯解释约伯为什么会受苦。
But he is going to reveal himself in his glory to Job.
但是他向约伯显示了他的荣耀，显示了他自己。
And Job is going to say this.
然后约伯呢，最后是这样说的。约伯就能够说，因为神展示了他的荣耀。
I had heard of you.
我从前风闻有你。
And now I see you.
现在亲眼看见你。
And I am satisfied.
我就满足了。
The only answer I can give is this.
我唯一能给的一个回答就是
God's glory is so wonderful.
神的荣耀是如此的奇妙。
That when I see it,
当我们看到神的荣耀的时候
even if it comes through suffering,
尽管是这个看到他的荣耀是因为透过这个受苦灾难来看到的
that when I see his glory,
但是当我真正看到神的荣耀的时候
it's worth enough.
那个就真的值得。
To make me say,
就那个配得我就能让我到那时候我可以说
it was worth it.
那个真的是那个所有的苦难所有的受苦都配得
I don't understand it.
我不了解
But the reason I don't understand it is two things. Number
one, 我之所以不了解的原因是两个原因
I've not seen that glory.
第一个是我没看到那个荣耀
And God only gives grace to each of us for what we have to face, not for what someone else faces.
神给我们的这个恩典呢是是足够让我们面对的这个环境所要面对的，而不是说别人他所面对的难处。神给我们点是足够的恩典，是面对我们自己本身的难处。
Please don't read Job and feel guilty, thinking, "Well, I couldn't be faithful in that situation."
然后你不要读约伯记，你就觉得很好像很觉得很愧疚，说因为我如果在约伯的处境中，我可能没有办法像约伯那样做。
God isn't asking you to be faithful in that situation. He's asking us to be faithful in our situation.
神没有说让我们在约伯的境况中费心，神是让我们在我们本身每天的处境中忠心。
But from the book of Job, I'm convinced that whatever God brings us through,
但是我从约伯记我就确信，不管神让我们经历了什么，让我们经过什么。
If through it we see His glory,
如果经过了这一切，让我们能看到神的荣耀
，we will be satisfied.
我们就会心里就说，我们就满足了。
So in other words, I don't have the grace for that man who was blind 20 years, 30 years.
所以呢，另外一句话说，我不像那个瞎眼二三十年人呢，神给他的恩典不是给我的。
But here's what I think based on the book of Job.
根据约伯这个记，我所得到的是。
That if 10 years later you could have said to that man,
如果过了十年，你可以对那个瞎眼的人说，
Was it worth the childhood of blindness in order to be healed by Jesus?
如果你问那个人说，你这个童年时期，你一直瞎眼，这个值不值当？就是说，你最后就是因为你瞎眼能让你能够得到医治，你被耶稣医治。
I think he would say.
然后我想那个瞎眼的人会说，
yes.
是的，那个配得。
I wouldn't say yes because I'm not there and that's not the grace God has called me to.
因为我也没对那个人采访那个人，我没有问那个人。
But I think.
但是我觉得。
Seeing God's glory.
看到神的荣耀。
Would have answered his question.
会回答了这个人的问题。
A friend of Sue and mine.
我跟我太太的一个共同一个朋友。
for the last 3 or 4 years has suffered great physical problems from some very rare disease.
他过去三十年中，他得了一种很少见的、很罕见的疾病，就非常受苦。
She's a committed Christian.
她是一个非常忠心、一个很委身的基督徒。
Serves God very faithfully in her church and in her ministry.
在教会里边，在事工上都非常的忠心。
She and her husband, just after they got married, she came down with this disease, and it's made their life very painful.
然后他们刚结婚，他就有这个得了这个病，然后让他们的生活非常的艰难。
This week, she said to someone.
然后这个星期，他对一个朋友说，他对一个人说
，I am learning to thank God in this disease.
他说我在学习，在我的这个疾病当中感谢神。
Because.
因为。
It has drawn, it has forced me.
因为这个疾病就迫使我。
To rely on Him.
迫使我必须要依靠神。
And it has drawn me closer to Him.
也让我跟神更靠近。
Now, I'll be honest, I don't understand it.
然后坦诚就是坦白的讲，我是不了解为什么会这样。
It still makes no sense to me.
让我来讲，这个还是没道理，没有什么，好像没有什么道理。
But here's what it gives me confidence, and I hope it gives you confidence.
但是这个给我一些信心，也给我确信，我希望也给大家带来确信。
The experience of Job.
约伯的经历。
The blind man in John 9.
那个在约翰福音第九章那个瞎眼人的经历。
The friend this week.
然后我的这个朋友。
Says to me this.
他们对我所讲述的就是。
Whatever God takes me through,
不管说神让我个人经历经过什么
，if I trust Him,
如果我信靠他
，and I allow Him to reveal His glory through and in that experience,
如果我允许神通过这个经历来展现他的荣耀
，I will reach the point where I can see Him.
我可以到了一点，我可以说。
And say thank you, God.
我可以到了一点，我可以对神说，我可以看到，说谢谢你，神。
Now, that is not an easy answer.
那个不是一个容易的回答，一个答案。
And remember, we have 30 chapters of Job complaining before we get there.
你要知道，约伯记里面他真的是那个抱怨了三十几章才到了这一点。
And while I teach this.
当我在教那个约伯记的时候
，Let me say that when we sit down with someone who is hurting.
当我们坐下来跟一个受伤害的人坐在一起的时候
，And we say, "Ha, I'm here to help you."
我来是为了要帮助你。
God is going to do something good through this.
神最后会从这件事情上带出好的来。
So don't worry about it.
所以别担心。
If I were in your place,
如果我在你的情况当中
，I would say God is going to be worth it.
我会说，神啊，这个是最后会配得值得一切。
So don't worry, everything's fine.
所以没关系，别担心，一切都会好的。
I'll see you Sunday.
然后星期天咱们再见。
When we do that,
当你这样子去做的时候
，we are just like Eliphaz.
我们就像以利法
，right?
对不对
？No, we must let God work with individuals.
我们必须让神在每个人的生命中工作。
We're not going to get to what we should do this week.
我们。还没有讲到我们应该讲。
But what we should not do.
我们只是讲了我们不应该做的，还没有讲我们应该
做的。Is to take our experience.
我们不应该做的就是把我们自己的经验。
And make it apply to everyone else.
然后应用到推广到别人身上。
Let me move on.
然后我再继续往前
讲。I think we can do in 5 minutes build ads.
然后我们在5分钟可以讲完这个叫什么以勒达。
Chapter 8.
比勒达第八章。
Bildad has sat there and listened to Eliphaz.
比勒达在那儿听着说。
He has heard Eliphaz try to encourage Job.
他听到以利法想要那个鼓励约伯。
We're skipping Job's answer.
我们就跳把约伯的那个回答给跳过去。
I'm going to come back to Job in a later lesson.
我们在会头再晚一点会讲到约伯，讲到那个约伯的回答。
But Job rejects Eliphaz's comments.
但是约伯呢拒绝了那个以利法的那个评价。
He says, "I didn't ask you to come."
约伯说：“我请你来，你来不是。
”So don't come and try to tell me what I should be doing. I didn't invite you.
我没邀请你过来，告诉我应该怎么做。
And it makes Bildad mad.
然后呢，这就让比勒达挺生气的。
So he starts differently.
所以他的 开始就讲论就不同了。
Eliphaz started by trying to encourage Job.
以利法起码是刚开始是要鼓励约伯。
Not Bildad.
但是呢，比勒德啊，比勒达来了。
How long will you say these things?
这些话你要说到几时？
And the words of your mouth be a great wind.
口中的言语如狂风，要到几时呢？
First thing he says.
他一张口说了第一句话。
Job, you're full of wind.
约伯，你的口都像说的话像风一样。
You ought to just shut up.
就是那另外一句话，就是闭嘴吧。
And remember why he's there.
你记住他为什么要去到约伯那儿去吗
？To comfort.
他是要来安慰约伯的
，right？
对不对
？His source of truth is tradition.
他的那个真理的来源来自于传统。
He goes back verse 8.
第八节他说
to the wisdom of the ancestors.
他说你去看看列祖所查究的。
Listen to what our fathers have learned.
他说追念我请你拷问前代追念我们的祖宗所查究的。
And his argument is this.
他的那个辩论是
God is just.
神是公正的。
Everybody agree?
大家都同意是不是
Our fathers have seen God's justice.
我们的列祖曾经见过神的公正。
Everybody agree?
大家都同意是不是
And therefore, Job,
所以约伯
you need to repent.
你需要悔改。
Everybody agree?
大家都同意吗
Don't agree.
大家不同意。
Because God's already said Job is not innocent of anything. I mean, it's not guilty of anything.
因为神已经说过约伯是存全正直。
Here's the problem for Bildad.
比勒达的问题在于。
And it's a problem for us, for me.
这个也是我的问题。
He is talking. He is telling Job.
他在一直讲，在告诉约伯。
Job, this is what you need to hear. This is what you need to hear.
约伯，你应该听这个。约伯，你应该听那个。
When he needs.
但是约伯所需要的。
To be listening.
但是其实比勒达他需要的是他去倾听。
The friends don't hear Job's heart.
这些朋友没有听到约伯的心声。
They hear his frustration.
他们听到约伯的这个挫败
but they don't hear his pain.
但是他们没有听到约伯的痛苦
Job does not need a sermon.
约伯不需要一篇讲道
He needs someone to listen to him.
他需要能够倾听他的人
And I guess where I would finish up today is this.
所以我们今天要结束讲的是
We have not got to what we should do. We have not arrived at what we should.
我们还没有讲到说我们应该如何做，怎么做。
But we must make sure.
但是我们要确定说。
As we try to help people.
当我们去帮助人的时候。
That we don't take our life experiences.
不把我们自己的本身的生活经验。
This is for everybody.
推广到所有人身上。
And we should make sure that we don't preach without listening.
没有说是只是去没有去倾听就去就是去讲。
Bildad
比勒达
says some things that are true.
他说的话是真的。
God is just.
神是公正的。
But he refuses to hear.
但是他却拒绝听。
Job.
他却拒绝倾听约伯的心声。
We're going to go on next week and we're going to look at Zophar's speech.
下个星期我们听那个说法的。
But I want to give you another homework assignment.
这个星期我也给大家的家庭作业就是。
You did well with it this week.
上个星期我们都做得很好。
I want you to jump to chapter 32.
我想大家跳到32章。
Read chapters 32 through 37.
32章到37章，一共六章。
And I have one question for you.
一个问题。
This is the speech of Elihu.
这个是以利户的那个讲论。
He is the last speaker who talks after the other three friends have given up.
他是那个剩下那三位讲完之后，他开始最后一位讲，开始讲话的。
Read what he says.
读一读他所讲的。
And answer this.
然后的你的回答这个问题。
Do you think he is closer to the truth than the other friends?
他是不是比他的另外三位朋友更靠近真理呢？
And why you think that?
你为什么会这样认为？
Do you think his speech is better than the speech of the friends?
你觉得他的讲论是不是比那三位朋友的讲论更好呢？
And what makes you say?
你为什么会
better or not better?
你说他是更好还是更糟呢？
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Dear God, there are many hurting people in our world.
主啊，在这个世界上有很多受伤的人。
There are hurting people in our church.
在我们教会有受伤害的，心里伤心的人。
In our families.
在我们家庭也有伤心的人。
Would you help us to learn from the friends?
帮助我们从约伯的朋友中学习到。
How to be a comfort and a help.
让我们真的是成为一个能够安慰人的人。
That we won't hurt where we should help.
当我们本来是应该帮助的，而不是说去帮助人，而不是去伤害人。
And then God, when we are hurting.
主啊，当我们伤心的时候。
Would you give us a trust in you?
求你真的是给我们这种信靠。
To know that.
让我们能够知道。
You do have a purpose.
你真的是有你的旨意。
And would you help us to be patient as you work out that purpose?
帮助我们有忍耐，让你知道你会把你的旨意最后真的是带出来。
I pray in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告，奉主耶稣。